Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we take you to North Carolina to meet Sonia Encanta, who moved to North Carolina from Chicago, and who moved to Chicago from Kingston, Jamaica, where he was born. He's done a fair bit of moving around in the music world, too. His last LP, called Counterfeit Revolution, used hip-hop production and lyrics that took on racism, immigration, and other big ideas. But his new EP, called These Are the Days, uses the sounds of classic rock and celebrates little things like family and home. Not so little after all. Sonia and a full band are going to play some of those songs for us, beginning with a track that we premiered on newsounds.org last month. It's called Waste My Time.
I just want.
That's a live performance of Waste My Time from Sonia and Kanta, and what looks to be a full band there, Sonia. This is quite the this is quite the to-do, multi-camera shoot.
Yeah, so these guys are all musicians from the Charlotte area, and I'm just so excited to be able to play with these guys. But we've got Scott Daly on the keys, Dave Eatman on the bass, Stefan Collender on the guitar, James Brock on drums, and two backup vocalists, Keomari Wickerson, and also Gigi Mack on the vocals as well.
Well, now, speaking of vocals, when we premiered this song and its video on our website, newsounds.org, in the little write-up I did, I invoked the name of Mick Jagger, because the falsetto that Jagger unleashes in the song Beast of Burden, that's where I went the first time I heard Waste My Time. Did you have that kind of late 70s, Stones classic rock sound in mind when you were recording the song?
I did. You know, for this album, I really wanted to get back to basics. You know, I tend to use a lot of production in my music. But for this album, I really wanted to strip down to just guitars. I'm a huge fan of classic rock. When I first got started in music, one of my biggest influences was Aerosmith and Joe Perry on guitar. So, grew up listening to Led Zeppelin and all of those like classic rock bands. So that's a major influence, and I really wanted that to shine on the new release.
Well, so the new album, the EP, is called These Are the Days, and it really is kind of a 180 from last year's LP, The Counterfeit Revival. That album had some pretty heavy stuff, you know, the song Ice at the Door about the immigration authorities and, you know, songs about race in America. These Are the Days scales down and seems to be a much more intimate and kind of interior collection of songs.
Definitely a lot more introspective. I wrote this album during COVID lockdown, so basically surrounded by my family the majority of time. So I really just wanted to use them more as my influence and write about, you know, the feelings that they invoke in me, instead of, you know, kind of concentrating on the doom and gloom that's going on outside in the world at the moment. You know, I really wanted to do something more uplifting, something that made me feel good than when I was listening to it, instead of focusing on all of the negatives. There's so many bad things going on in the world right now, you know, and if you focus on all that trauma in the midst of the trauma, that can be, you know, very bad for mental health.
Yeah, so you get into a kind of a feedback loop, right?
Exactly.
So These Are the Days is a title. It's actually a line from the last song on the EP, Never Let You Go. And the full line is, these are the days that we'll always remember. So is there something about the way you've spent the last year that you think will be one of those kind of sepia-tinged, golden-hued memories for you far in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, anyone that has a family can attest to how, you know, life can get really busy, and you tend to pack up your schedules with all of these different things. And really, this COVID lockdown really gave me and my family an opportunity to spend a lot of time together. I think time that we had been missing in the past and didn't even realize it, right? So although things have been so awful, in the world, there's this really positive thing that it brought to our family, which was realizing that, you know, the time that we spend with one another is precious, and it really brought us closer as a family. I know it's probably done the opposite to some people, But for us, it brought us closer as a family. And definitely, I felt like these are the days that, you know, when we look back at this time with our kids, it's like this year, 2020 and 2021 was a time that we got to really spend a lot of time with our family members.
And that's kind of the idea behind Waste My Time. You know, the video shows you and your family just kind of wasting time on the beach. And
yeah.
Now, how long have you lived in North Carolina?
So going on 3 years. We moved down here from Chicago about 3 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. And originally, you were born in Jamaica. How old were you when you came to the States?
I was 6 when I came to the States in the 80s. Moved to the Midwest from Kingston, Jamaica. It was a big culture shock, but love the Midwest. And also have grown to really love Charlotte and you know, the mountains here and being so close to the ocean.
Yeah. Can I ask you, I mean, your name, Sanya Nkanta, doesn't sound particularly Jamaican. It actually is more of a West African name. Where does that come from?
It is. My dad named me that. It's actually my middle name that I use for my stage name. My full name is Garn, Sanya Nkanta Bigby. You know, that's my full name. So it is West African. I asked my dad recently, what does that mean? What does it mean? He has no idea what it means. He said that he was reading a book around the time that I was born, and he really loved the way that sounded. So they decided to use that as my middle name. But I do know that it's from Nigerian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a very kind of alliterative and musical name, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
How early was it evident to your parents or to you that that might actually be where you would go?
So I've always, ever since I can remember, just gravitated to music, whether it would be my dad's records when I was very young. You know, after I started elementary school, I immediately went into music. I was studying ukulele and then a recorder and I was in all these choirs when I was a young kid. And, you know, when I first moved to the United States, it was a very traumatic experience for me. But music was this thing that I felt like I was good at, that I understood, and had a great music teacher when I was in elementary school. Her name was Miss Zinkin, and she really took me under her wing and got me involved in all these things that really, I felt like, eased my transition into the United States.
Wow. You know, it's always, I never get tired of hearing people who can remember that teacher.
Yes.
That person, you know, who did that for them. Mm. Well, Sanya, there's a very long tradition of songs about places, about going to places, you know, whether it's Massachusetts or San Francisco. And this next song we're going to hear from you is about going to North Carolina. Were you consciously kind of writing a song in that long tradition of going to places?
I was. And, you know, I'm actually writing it from my wife's perspective, because she was actually the one that was like, let's get out of here. Let's leave Chicago. Let's move to a new place. You know, I was going through some health issues when I was in Chicago, and it just wasn't manageable up there anymore. And I remember her really trying to force me to leave. And write that song from her perspective. It's funny. But she was the one that's just like, let's get out of here and move to a new place and really try to just start our lives over and have a new beginning.
So, and here you are in North Carolina with all these great musicians around, and
yes.
let's put them back to work. Hear another song from Sanya Nkanta. The EP is out now. It's called These Are the Days. This song's called North Carolina. It's on the EP, but here's a live performance.
Mm-hmm. place. I think we need a change of pace. Let's move down south. I think we need to find a new home to raise our family.
That's North Carolina, another live performance from Sonia Encanta, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and his full band there in North Carolina. This song is on the EP called These Are the Days. And Sonia, you were saying before that, you know, there were some health issues when you were in Chicago. Your wife was urging you to move. I vaguely remember hearing, was it a carbon monoxide leak in the house or something? I mean, there was some big reveal as to what was going on, right?
Yeah. I had been sick for about 5 years and going to hospitals, Mayo Clinic, I had been to the Mayo Clinic 4 different times. I'd been taken to the ER on 6 different occasions. They couldn't figure out what it was. They found a brain abnormality at some point and thought I might have brain cancer. It was this crazy sickness I was having. I had this crazy vertigo. I couldn't really walk unaided. I'd always have to hold on to the side of something when I was walking down the stairs. Intense nausea. And
it was just you. It wasn't your wife or your kids.
It wasn't, because my wife was at work, and the nanny that took care of my daughter at the time, they were upstairs. This leak was coming from a hot water heater that was in the basement right outside my studio. So it was basically blowing straight into my studio. And it wasn't until we actually moved to North Carolina that I actually started feeling better. We literally moved because, I was not able to help navigate the city and with our family. I couldn't drive at that point because of the sickness I was having. So once we got to Charlotte, I started feeling better the next day. And we didn't find out about the carbon monoxide leak until we had sold our house 8 months later. In the song North Carolina, where my wife says, let's just pack our bags and leave, that's exactly what we did. We packed up suitcases and we closed our house up, put an alarm system on it, and we left. And we lived in an extended stay for about a month when we moved to Charlotte. We didn't even have an apartment down here. We just took off, and it was like my saving grace. It saved my life. I was done for at that point when we had moved. And crazy how things happen for a reason, but I'm glad I listened to my wife.
that story is just, it's nuts for so many reasons, but it also kind of puts in perspective this new collection of songs, because there is this kind of feeling of gratitude,
yes.
just for life and place and family and home, those simple things.
Yeah. I feel like I have a second chance at life. Like I was like on my deathbed and I have a second opportunity to do it all again. And there is gratitude. I am incredibly thankful that I'm able to be healthy and live my life now. I don't take anything for granted anymore. Like it's something that really changed in me. I appreciate every single hour and minute I have on this earth.
Well, now let me ask a question that it's going to sound like I'm trying to poke a pin in your little balloon of happiness here, but when the pandemic recedes and you are in fact able to go out and spend weeks and months at a time out on the road touring,
yeah,
will you do that?
I will tour, but I'm at the point where I don't think I would ever put anything over my family. So to the point where it works for everyone involved, everyone in my family. Yeah, I'd love to tour, but I don't think I'd be out for 2 years. I would never do that again.
Yeah.
2 years straight on the road.
You play guitar, obviously, but it seems like you have some production chops as well. I mean, the Counterfeit Revival has numerous tracks on it that have a sort of a hip hop production behind them. Is that you?
Yeah.
Was that your contribution?
It is. For my albums, I play everything. I do all the production. I did work with a producer for These Are the Days. His name is Chuck Alkazian, but he's more of mixing and final production. I play all the instruments and do all the beat production for all of my music. There wasn't really another player on both of those albums. Eyes at the door, come for me. I did start off in music producing hip hop, so that's why you can hear those elements. I produced an East African rapper who went by the name Crooked in the late 90s, early 2000s, put out a few albums by him. So yeah, that's my background. So it's quite a deviation away from that, but it's still definitely an influence in me musically.
Well, you know, a song like I Don't Remember from the new record has the sound of, you know, not just rock, but a very specific time period. I'm thinking of like the first decade of this century, you know, when the rock revival was happening in places like New York and Detroit and Chicago.
Up in the air and back again. Stories I could tell you, man.
Was going to school at the University of Illinois at the time, and there are a bunch of indie bands from that area that, you know, we would like sneak into their house parties while we were in high school and watch bands like Hum and the Poster Kids play, and it was just a great place to be in the mid 90s to play music around. That time, there was so much energy around rock and roll, especially indie rock was just flourishing at that time.
Yeah. Well, now, despite all our talk about rock, the next song you're going to do is kind of a ballad. Hold On is, it kind of bursts into bloom later in the song, but it begins on a very melancholy tone. What's the backstory to this song?
So this song was written when my sister was put in the hospital from COVID. She got it really bad. She was there for 3 weeks. She was on oxygen. We really didn't know if we were gonna lose her or not during that time.
Does the story have a happy ending?
It does. It does, thank God. Yeah. But she was able to make a full recovery, and the song was basically telling her to hold on and to make it through.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that she did. But yeah, I sent her this song a few weeks ago and told her. She didn't know it was about her, but yeah, it's my sister Caroline.
All right, well let's hear Sonia Encanta and the band with this live performance of the song, Hold On.
He didn't get to say goodbye. Alone with only her phone, all she could think about were all the things she didn't say. Slip away. Tears fall down her face. He'd give anything to wipe those tears away. Thank you. hold on, 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 hold on. Give anything to wipe those tears away. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
That's the song Hold On. You'll find it on the new EP by my guest Sonia Encanta. The EP is called These Are the Days, and Sonia and a full band there in North Carolina. Beautiful multi-camera shoot, and if you're listening to our podcast and haven't checked out these videos, definitely do so here on our website at newsounds.org or on our YouTube channel. And Sonia, there's a moment in that performance of Hold On that I don't recall hearing this on the record. On the line, tears fall down her face, you're doing a little bit of vocal fry, they call it, you know, that stuff.
Some raspiness.
Yeah, what was that?
That happens sometimes when I go into my falsetto, but I like that griminess. That can result when you go up high like that. But that is very high for me.
Well, it seems like, you know, that just as there's a surprising range of styles that you've done over the course of your career, there's a surprising range of vocals as well. How much of that is tutored, studied, and how much of that have you just kind of picked up along the way?
So I believe outside of, you know, elementary, middle school, I'm pretty much self-taught musically. I taught myself how to play guitar, bass, and keys. With regards to my vocals, I don't feel like I'm a trained singer whatsoever. I consider myself more of a songwriter first. That's really what I enjoy the most. And a studio rat, like I live in the studio. I've already completed another album.
Wow.
That's supposed to drop early summer.
Well, you know, and after your near-death experience as a studio rat in Chicago. Clearly that hasn't turned you off of spending time in the studio.
Definitely not.
That seems to be home for you as well.
It is. I love writing music, and I feel like I'm just in a wonderful place to do that now.
Well, the EP is called These Are the Days by Sonia Encanta. I've really enjoyed hearing your records these last couple of years, Sonia. So thank you so much for bringing the band and playing for us today. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, John. I really appreciate you guys having me on New Sounds.
As I mentioned, Sonia Encanta's video performances are on our website, newsounds.org, and our YouTube channel. Check them out. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer's Karen Havlick. Our video editor is David McLean. And I'm John Schaefer.
I'll never find love again. Should I go back to the battlefield? A stronger armor than before. Should I fight to death for something real? Not this a weapon if you want it more. Never let you go. Never let you go. Never let you go. I will never let you go. Wanna stay, wanna stay. Want you with me every day. I'm not afraid, not afraid. What life has in front of me.